I smile at you as I pass your pew, and you smile back. You are so lovely and such a good girl. Do they know that smile is our signal? Do they have any idea? They assume we're going to the bathroom to gossip like girls do. Your mom smiles and tells you not to be long. What I have in mind won't take too long at all. Because I know what my good girl needs. We walk back to the restroom together, holding our giggles, walking close, but not too close, having to hide who we are. We reach the bathroom and I step aside. Ladies first. You give that cute little giggle and a little snort at the end, and I fall in love just a bit more. I don't think your parents even know about the little games we play. The sleepovers, at church, and even sometimes after school when we have to stay late for a project. Do you think they know that underneath your conservative dress, you wear a pair of red lacy panties? You lock the door of the single bathroom and you grin at me, daring me to come over there, to come get you. You know I can't resist you. I walk over to you, pin your hands over your head, and lean in. Your breath catches as I softly brush my lips against yours, then whisper in your ear that we don't have much time, do we? Do you need me, baby girl? I know you do. You woke up this morning and just couldn't wait to get to church, could you? Your parents probably didn't notice much at all. In fact, they're probably happy that their daughter seems to finally be seeing things their way. If they only knew what their sweet girl was up to, huh? Their smart, athletic girl with her handsome boyfriend. You think of me, don't you? Spread your legs, sweets. We don't even have time to take your panties off, so I'm just gonna push them to the side and touch you. There. You're so insatiable. You need my fingers in your tight little cunt, don't you? Don't you, baby girl? Tell me how much you need me. Tell me. Good girl. Good fucking girl. Yes. You can't moan. You can't make a single sound. What if they hear you? They catch their sweet princess with a girlfriend they never knew she had. Fuck. I need to taste you. Don't make a sound. If I hear you, I'm going to stop. Understand? Not if you understand. Good girl. You're so jumpy. Calm down. Nobody's coming. But you're going to in a minute. Here. You sit on the sink. There, just like that. Now I can get to you a little easier. Spread your legs for me, honey. And remember, be quiet. Your thighs are so perfect. You are so perfect. I've been waiting to taste this. All morning. I thought I told you to be quiet. Here. I don't want to stop. My panties off and put them in your mouth. Open your mouth. Now you have to be quiet. Please. Please, baby girl. I know you need to get off and I want to do that for you. I just want to make you happy. But you have to be. Just lean back, relax, and let me love you. That's it. Come on. I can feel it. You're so wet. It's like a river pouring into my mouth. I can gargle with your juices. That's it, baby girl. Come on. I know you're close. Come on. Come for me. Be a good girl. And come for me. Come on. Right here. Right here in this church room. Before God and all the heavens. Come for me. Come for me. Yeah. Do it. Come on my tongue. Come on. and so good. Oh. Here. We don't have much time. Brush your hair. Straighten your clothes. Oh, baby girl. No, I don't want those back. Put them in your purse. As a little reminder. Hey, before you go, I love you. And then get out of here.